So the first budget you have in your packet is KPFA. KPFA, as you saw in Nicole's report, has seen declining revenues. We will run a deficit this year. We will have spent down a little bit of our savings by the end of the year, which is sobering. This budget anticipates lowering our fund drive goals at KPFA, trying to keep at the same level or lower the number of days we keep in drive. Where am I?
You're on page
I'm in the consolidateds right now.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please,
Brian,
into the mic.
Could you kindly say the page numbers? I mean, I have the page, but just
sure.
So
this
that
is
doesn't
page,
delay.
Page, well, page 1 of 6. There's no master numbering scheme that I can discern.
Here, let me find it for you.
At the bottom right. It's
page 6?
Page 1 of 6. Long after. You basically want to pick up where Nicole left you off if you didn't close your book after that without a bookmark.
Keep going.
This is the hidden drawback to financial transparency is information whiteout.
It's after the gala.
It's actually after those 4 pages that we're going to do. Is everybody there? Does everybody see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of one.
The bottom line is the budget anticipates a mild drop in revenues from actual performance. To offset that drop, it proposes $12,000 in cuts to travel expense per national office directive, no travel next fiscal year, about $57,000 in cuts to consultant expenses, also per national office directive, about $200,000 in staff reductions. And that gets us to a barely balanced budget, no appreciable surplus. We do have a contingency line, which is what we use to pay for the unexpected, including legal fees that we might not know about right now, but history indicates we can count on paying some of. And that's in our cash and capital section on page 6 of 6. It's at $90,000 in this budget. I should say that this represents already something more strict than what the KPFA local board approved. When the National Finance Committee got this, there were only $120,000 in staff reductions. The National Finance Committee, which has been very diligent this year, went over some of the revenue assumptions with a fine-toothed comb, was not happy with them, and kicked it back to the station for revision. I will also say that our general manager at KPFA and our business manager have penciled out what we need for the following year, fiscal year 2010. Because this year we have a one-time infusion of cash, a $90,000 catch-up payment from the CPB that's not ongoing support we can count on. Because next year, election costs will be higher, local station board election costs, because instead of being spread over 2 years, we'll have a full 1 year's worth of election expenses. And because at KPFA, when health benefits go up by 20%, it costs us $90,000. She's anticipating that unless we're able to dramatically improve revenues, we will have to cut another $220,000. Before the 2010 fiscal year starts, and expressed a willingness to me to do that cutting now, preferring to do more cuts all at once than to spread them out and spread out the turmoil. And if the board, you know, chose to ask KPFA to do that, that's something the station would be able to implement. But right now what you have is a balanced budget predicting a slight decrease in revenue based on about $300,000 in cuts, $200,000 of them being staff. And the National Finance Committee has recommended its approval in its current form. Yes.
Getting back to the revenue, and you said it is a slight decline in revenue. Is that, are we being optimistic given the current situation? I mean, is that, you know what I mean? Are we going to be looking at a few months down the road that it's actually greater than we're looking at right now?
Oh, we don't know till we're a few months down the road. I mean, I can't tell the future for you.
But what I'm saying, getting back to the whole thing about wanting to prove, you know, the principle of wanting to prove it.
Right.
I mean, clearly you can't predict the future, but with all of those, what we're aiming for, you know, you're looking to see how realistic something is. And I suppose your assessment then is that this is realistic. What is it, about $20,000 or so?
Well, it's hard to tell million? Because, let me pull up a different comparison. The problem is we moved up our fall fund drive so that some of the income hits this fiscal year. So when you look at our forecast for this fiscal year, it actually looks artificially high by comparison.
Right.
Let me get into some of the detail tabs you don't have. If you guys had all the supporting information that went out with these budgets, we would have injuries to deal with from people attempting to carry these around.
Exactly. I have another question, but it's personnel. I assume that we'll have time in executive session to address some of that.
We will.
Okay.
Keep a list of your questions.
So hold on a second. I'll give you the comparison. So the 2008 forecast is $2.58 million in pledges, and the budget year is $2.4 million. So it's a budgeted decrease of $180,000.
Brian, I have a question.
And that's fulfilled pledges, not...
Are there severances included in this?
No.
Right. And this is an issue system-wide?
Yeah.
We haven't booked the severances. They will have to be bundled together for layoffs at any of the stations and any layoffs that may occur at national office as well. So this is an extra expense. And as you know, as I said earlier today, the $400,000 cash in bank we cannot touch because the LOC was borrowed against that. That is now off limits for KPFA. They have $315,000 in an MRA, and a pretty healthy little operating cash as well, but that's getting them through payroll now.
Barely.
George?
A couple questions. Is it a CPV minority portion here of roughly $90,000? What is that?
Well, that was...
In the current year...
I can explain that. When they did their analysis of their staffing and filled out the station activities survey, it was first filled out. For some odd reason, National Office uploaded it to CPB, and actually KPFA went back, did a really proper headcount, and actually met the minority staffing index. What happened was at the point where CPB had dispensed 07's CSG grant, they hadn't included that. So we petitioned CPB and said, no, we can prove that. That was just a wrong headcount. We proved it. And then CPB said, okay, but it's only a one-time only. It's kind of back pay for this year, and it won't be ongoing. You have to, again, prove every year. So it's a one-time only, just like with KPFK has a one-time only as well from CPB.
It's shown here as a negative. I don't quite understand that.
It's shown as a negative expense under cash and capital, which means it adds on to our bottom line.
Of course.
It's the section we use for adjustments. It's
The other question is, there was $400,000 in the CD. We borrowed $300,000. Can we also borrow the extra $100,000?
No, George. No, the bank will not allow that. No. And we have to start paying the interest on the LOC as well. So, no, they're not going to allow that. They would never allow – first of all, I mean, just to frame the LOC and the discussions I had with the banker, they're already worried about the losses at Pacifica Foundation. They mentioned that. And they said, you know, we don't want to see you incur any more losses. So consider this a bridge loan, for one thing. In case you need to take a loan, this is just a bridge loan until another loan, which they will not supply because they no bank now is supplying loans against property. You have to go to a loan agency, which I can talk about later today because I sent you all that heads up.
Okay. Thank you.
Nia.
You said that this is a line of credit and a bridge loan? I don't understand.
Well, that's how – because the banker introduced us to Clearinghouse should we want to take a larger loan. And in the banker's head, he is considering the okay on the LLC as a bridge loan to the foundation should it take a larger loan against property.
Is this a revolving line of credit?
No.
Okay.
Well, if we pay it all back, you know, if we pay it back in a lump sum of $300,000, then we could probably down the line, if we needed to, again, you know, get an LLC against that $400,000 cash in bank. Yeah. Is that revolving? Is that what?
But, Nicole, I think you had told us, maybe you should clarify, that the banker said that under the terms of the loan, the interest rate will go up if it's not paid off by the end of the year.
Right.
In other words, they're looking at this as a short-term
line.
That's
what I mean by a bridge loan.
To get you to a long-term
loan.
So
they say, okay, we're going to introduce you to this agency. You could take a much larger loan, amortized over 30 years, against the Berkeley property. And the loan agency is ready to do that. What Wells Fargo Bank will expect is that that $300,000 is paid off from that larger loan.
Margaret?
How much will the interest go up if we don't? I mean, hopefully we'll meet it. This is the plan. We'll meet it. But
I mean, it would be a market rate adjustment, so it depends on
how much the what? The interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, did they give any? They just said it would go
if we
up.
Don't pay it off.
If we don't pay the loan by the end of the year, I thought you just said, or somebody just said, that the interest rate will go up.
I don't recall Brian. That in the I don't have that paperwork with me that I sent to you all of the board as the outline of the line of credit.
Sorry about that.
So you might have it in one of your old emails from me. I sent it to the board outlining the line of credit. The expectation lines of credit are expected to
be paid off
a timely manner.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe it's at 7% now.
Yeah, I think it's like $1,000 a month or something.
And what was communicated to us on the NFC is that it's locked at 7% until the end of the year. If we carry a balance, they're going to start adjusting it to the market rate, which could be considerably higher.
Right.
Then.
That's what I was asking.
So we'll actually get to this because KPFA doesn't need any debt to finance its operations, right? This is taken out against KPFA's assets, but it's to pay bills landing in the national office's lap.
Yeah.
So we'll get into debt financing when we get into that budget. But the strategy with a loan like this would be you take this out as a short-term measure because it's quick to get through your bills while you go through the financing process on something secured against your real estate that's locked in at a lower interest rate, and then you use it to pay off the short-term loan.
Jamie.
Hi. Thanks, Brian, for coming here to present this so clearly. I have a question and a comment. The question is, Nicole had asked if severances were included, and the answer was no. Do you have an estimate of how much that might be or a ballpark figure?
We don't have – the union contract at KPFA has none of the stipulations regarding severance that WBAI does. You have no obligation beyond your legal one to pay out accrued vacation on the last day of employment. However, I do believe it is the intention of management when they proceed with layoffs to make a voluntary retirement package available. In other words, an incentive severance package, because they don't want –
trouble.
We have a situation at KPFA that you may have other places in the network. We have some old-timers.
Mm-hmm.
They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
They've contributed a lot over the years. And as a consequence of working for what you get in Pacifica, they cannot afford to retire, even if they're burnt out, not playing their A game, and ready to move on. They simply can't live because they don't have any savings, because that's what you earn working in Pacifica for your life. So what the union contract does impose is that seniority prevail in layoffs, and what you want to avoid is getting rid of all the kind of bright-eyed, energetic young people that are breathing some new energy into the station. So because we do have large cash reserves, we'll carry a balance equivalent to about 3 months' operating expenses, even after the deficit that we've run this year. They want to create some kind of incentive they hope will help a couple people make that transition. I don't know the details on that, and that would be an extra budgetary expense, so it would require some type of extra authorization. But
yeah,
the only actual
money.
Liability under this scenario is for accrued vacation.
Okay. Our related comment on page 3 of 6, I'm looking at the total gross salaries line, which the last three columns on the right-hand page, you have one number, which is the budget, $1.677 million. The second to the right number is for the last 12, most previous 12 months up to when the budget was prepared.
Jimmy, I'm sorry, can you give me a page number?
This is page 3 of 6. On the gross salaries line, which is close to the bottom, total gross salaries. So you have 1.677 in the budget, 1.831 in actuals up to May through May of 08.
With forecast for the rest of the year.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the forecast.
Forecast over actuals.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 12-month period.
Okay, excellent. And then audited 07 is 1.806. So it actually went up in 08 as to 07. My question is, I seem to remember that in the previous budget cycle, KPFA had committed to reducing staff somewhat.
We did, yeah.
Okay, but then the salaries went up.
Well, there's a wage increase every year under the union contract that offsets reductions. In addition to that, we budget a full roster of staff, but we don't always have every position filled. For instance, for the past several years, we've had our development director position open because our development director has been working as our interim general manager and wearing two hats. So I believe some of that increase was from filling a position that was budgeted and open for a period of the prior year.
Okay. I guess my concern is that it's going to be tough to meet the budgeted target of total gross salaries, you know, given the difficulties of making layoffs. And also it added into whatever severance costs are available. So I'm wondering if it wouldn't be wiser to take your business manager up on her. It's a woman?
Both. All our leadership. Yeah.
Okay. On her offer to cut more, not necessarily $300,000. I mean, that's just my thought. I don't know how much because I don't, you know exactly how much the severance.
That's up to you guys. Look, you've got a budget with $200,000 in salary and related reductions. Management's message to you is they can implement up to an additional $220,000 more. The question is how conservative you want to be in your budgeting.
Off the top of my head, I'd say $100,000 more, but I would listen to some more wise,
okay.
Informed.
I'm going to go with Doc and then Sarv.
My concern is that, and you're already cutting a huge amount. When you can't just look at the budget and say this number's too big, I want 100,000 more. You've got to really look at where that's going to come from, and the effect on the station as a whole in terms of just being able to operate. And so, before I would really support cutting some more, I would really want to know what effect that's going to have on the day-to-day operations and your ability to really meet the obligations that are resident in the budget. And you know, you've got some things that are fixed. There's nothing you can do.
Compared to other stations, we have very few fixed costs, right?
Okay.
Building, we own it, paid off.
Right.
Transmitter, we own the site, paid off. You know,
okay.
Pretty much the money that comes in goes into programming.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a larger staff than other stations. That said, layoffs suck.
Right.
They're painful. They don't just disrupt operations. They turn people against each other. I think the feeling here is we're budgeting, for instance, around that one-time payment of $90,000. We know that's not going to be there the next year.
Right.
And rather than slash people every year, management saying,
just do it all now.
Get it done. Yeah.
Well, I would still want, before we say okay to that, I would really like to have another
up to you guys.
Idea.
Those are the parameters. So
right.
So you can go with this. You can request an additional amount.
Okay. And maybe
either is implementable.
Maybe in closed session we can be more specific in terms of the personnel effect.
I wouldn't know details on hypothetically what would be cut.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
So
thank you.
It would be a fruitless discussion in closed session.
Sorry.
Well, I concur with Doc here. But I think one historical evidence here is that time and time again, every time the budget came to the floor for KPFA, every time the same mantra, cut KPFA, even though we had the money there, they cut KPFA, full-time employees and all that kind of stuff. And I always opposed that because we had the resources and I knew that it might impact our programming. And programming is the heart and blood of our stations. That's what people send their money for. And so I always oppose that. And in the end, it's very evident here that this station that was supposed to be cutting all the stuff, full-time employees and things, they are in the best financial shape. There are a hell of a lot of good programs coming out of there. And now we do have the resources and the balanced budget here, and we have a little surplus, and we have extra money in the bank. And so I don't think, if thing is working, don't fix it. So I say, leave it alone and just approve the budget as it stands here.
Can I call on myself as a member of KPFA? I just want to repeat one of the guiding principles that Nicole has said, and I'm from KPFA, and I'm been involved with the station for 25, 30 years, so I love it. But part of what's been said, given where Pacifica is and we're losing audience and we have stagnant programming, et cetera, that in order to grow, sometimes you have to cut. And I appreciate the budget enormously. I understand that there are a couple of $100,000 of cuts in it. I tend to agree with Jamie here on this, that I think it would be prudent for the national board to approve a budget with slightly more cuts included in it. It's kind of like a rose bush. I hate these metaphors, but you cut it back so that it can sort of reblossom in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that's my feeling on it, and I am, you know, intimately involved with many people on the station, so, and the program.
How intimately?
Very, very intimately. That's why I have seven charges against me. Those are the other lawsuits.
News. She's intimately involved.
There's no humor at these meetings. This is a Pacifica board meeting. Okay, Nicole.
I just wanted to talk about how National Office kind of rebutted and what our thoughts were around this budget. We, in general, felt it was a little bit overly optimistic. We felt it was overly optimistic because of declining audience, which we saw yesterday, while probably the Bay Area hasn't been hit super hard like other parts of the country, we're still seeing a contraction in our overall economy as well. There were certain assumptions you can see here when you look at our footnotes, which are after the end of each budget. You know, you look at the net with no central services, then you add central services, and it's less than the actual that we got this year from KPFA. Not that much, but, you know, a couple $1,000 from 596 actual this year from KPFA down to 569 should they make all their points in the budget. And then look at the net at the end with central service. They're only netting, you know, 130,000 if they pay out the central services. The other assumptions, what we felt was overly optimistic about it, for example, you know, their grants are solid, so those are some of the footnotes here. But, for example, the mail drop revenues, that just because you put in a development director and you do more mail drops, you're going to get all this extra revenue. Well, that's an assumption, especially when we're seeing mail decline nationwide. There's a lot more competition from all nonprofits for that dollar doing mail. And, you know, we felt that that was, again, kind of overly optimistic. The other is, for example, look at community event income. The proven income in the last 12 months has only been $27,000. What they're booking in the budget is $43,000. That's almost a doubling of community events. And then there's legal. While there was some, you know, settlement expenses booked in for 07, you know, this legal thing is really a you kind of get your hands around it, and then suddenly it'll pop out again, and it'll become something else, and suddenly there's all these attendant, you know, costs to it. And then that, on top of not booking the severances, we're looking at a real bare bones. It's very tricky. It's very thin.
Margaret?
Yeah, building on what Nicole and Sherry have just raised, one question I had, I actually thought maybe it needed to go into executive session, but I don't think it will, because I heard, as I came into the room, Jamie saying something about it. At KPFK, we just lost our development director. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing about development directors are very uneven from one station to the next. I don't know if it's realistic to look at Pacifica Foundation as a whole having a development director, you know, that then would be able to work with the stations rather than some stations having a paid full-time development director, other stations not having a development director. I'm raising this because it does impact the budget considerations for KPFA, because right now you are projecting that KPFA will have a full-time development director. This isn't just sour grapes because we lost ours. I wish we hadn't lost her. She was really wonderful, but she also understood the financial situation that the foundation as a whole, not only KPFK, was in. So I, too, have a question about, and my earlier question about the revenue being somewhat optimistic was really along those lines. I hadn't looked at the notes in detail, just looking at the budget. Also, the costs for layoffs are not included. Now, I may be going too much in one direction. In the past, honestly, I couldn't really understand the financial presentation, the transparency just wasn't there from where I sit as it is right now. So I really appreciate the work of the Finances Committee and of Nicole and others, because it's just fantastic to get this information so clear. But the mistake that we made in the past was also being overly optimistic, and that's part of how we got to where we are right now. And I don't think that we should repeat past mistakes by looking at these budgets. We have big hearts, you know, and we don't want to see anybody suffer. We also don't want to see the foundation go belly up, or we don't want the board next year, a whole different board next year, looking back at what we did this year, saying, well, why were you overly optimistic? And isn't this magic, a form of magical thinking again, because you're so hopeful? I mean, it concerns me that you have, you know, you're talking about events that right now have brought in, you know, half of what you're projecting these events will bring in. What is that based on? How is that proven?
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian.
These are good questions. What I would recommend, if that's the sense of the body, is you kind of quantify what you think the level of risk is and ask for that amount in staff reductions, because there's really nowhere else to cut it from at this point.
Right.
We've cut everything else.
Right.
You won't have to adjust these revenue lines. It'll just, in the budget, create a surplus at the bottom that's padding for these not working out.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that a little bit. You recall a couple of months ago I put out a kind of a real global loosey-goosey, but a global plan of where certain things could be collapsed back in, et cetera, that would cause economies and efficiencies and produce a scaled economy. I agree with you that the level of expertise throughout the system is very uneven with regard to the development director. I could easily see where, for example, KPFK and A just because they're in the same state, their signals almost collide, along with the national office. And don't forget, national office does mail drops in the signal areas as well. Could at least share some best practices. Could also share major donor campaigns. I remember when I worked across the street at National Public Radio, one of the things they did with their member stations was they'd do a 60-40 split on major donors. And if they went into a station's signal area and found major donors, if NPR Development did, 60% of that revenue would go to the local station. And remember, NPR doesn't own the licenses. It's just a production company, okay? So this is not a license-holding operation. And 40% would go to NPR National. I think that there are ways that we could, again, if you collapse back in, you might be able to look regionally and say, well, maybe on the East Coast we get kind of a development share going on. Yeah. And then in California we get a kind of a development share going on. And yeah, we have Texas there, and they could go either way, really, at some point. But, again, sharing best practices around, and this regards with the archive as well, sharing best practices around major donor, et cetera. Those things take time to implement. It's nothing we're going to be able to do overnight, but it's strategic thinking that if you as the board want to come up with strategic planning, that could be something that's incorporated in a strategic plan. Because it makes sense to share all that. It's all branded together.
Grace.
Okay, first thing is I would really like to thank Brian and also thank Nicola and the National Finance staff for really, really excellent and informative information. Every time we needed specific information in the National Finance Committee, which I'm on, we got it promptly. And it's been really a pleasure. I mean, it's sad. But it's been a pleasure to have the information to hand in a timely fashion and explain so very well. So I think that's the first thing I'd like to say. The other thing I'd like to say is we went over each budget very exhaustively, and I feel that personally that I would like to move that the PNB accept the more aggressive KPFA budget.
What do you mean the more aggressive?
Do we
have the one you have has 200,000 something in cuts. Go ahead, Brian.
If the number that Jamie threw out was to request an additional 100,000 in cuts, if you're looking for language,
okay,
the language I would recommend, I either approve the budget as it is, which includes a total of 200,000 in cuts. If you're looking for something more aggressive, it would be approve the KPFA budget with a proviso that station management impose an additional X amount in salary reductions.
I'd like to move this forward to a motion, and maybe it would be better if we worked out the wording. If you worked out the wording, I just.
Okay, just let me let.
Yes, so, okay.
Okay,
that's
one second,
good.
Grace Sorb.
Fun information. This budget here that's in this booklet here, this has been approved by the local station board as well as the National Finance Committee.
No, the local station board approved a less aggressive budget. The National Finance Committee asked some of the same questions you all are asking here, particularly on the mail
here,
campaigns.
This budget here is approved by the National Finance Committee.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make a substitute motion if there is not one here to approve the budget as it's here in this booklet. That's approved by the local station board as well as the National Finance Committee.
So that's the move. The move that the budget is submitted here be approved.
Let's just go with that.
Wendy, sorry.
I just have a question on how this is going to work, because people had indicated that they wanted to ask questions about the executive session parts of, like,
Brian said that if we're not going to, that there won't be a discussion of that. Those decisions are left to management. They're not identified at this point. So the 200,000 or so that are now included in this budget don't require executive session conversations because there's no identity.
Right. I understand okay. that. Somebody had said down there that they wanted to ask a question in the so when there's so on this one we can move forward in public session.
Correct.
For some Kathy, other one we might want to approve it in executive session.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Kathy.
I just wanted to say that I actually agree with Sarv in the sense that this is one of our healthiest stations. We've already borrowed money from this station. They've already, you know, contributed a lot to the station, and it's easy to say cut $100,000. But maybe because I'm on the staff, I see that as human beings. It's not cutting $100,000. It's cutting maybe 3-4 additional staff people, and depending on how it's distributed. And I oppose that. To me, it seems unnecessary punishment when there's enough already going around.
Jamie and then Grace. Oh, I'm sorry, Nia. I ignore you.
Hi. Actually, I have a question for Brian. I'm still on page 3 of 6. Well, it's a point of information. Can I make a point of information?
Yes, you may, which is different from a question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've been saying that there's $200,000 in staff cuts. And I'm looking at this page, and I look at the total gross salary lines.
It's 200,000 from what they would be if we carried our present salary structure forward.
Okay, thanks.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Grace and then Neil.
Oh, and if I could make a comment, you know, I advocated for, you know, a rough guess of $100,000 more cuts. I don't know if that's, you know, staff cuts take a while to implement. I don't know if they'll happen right away or, but, you know, it's to give us some extra in case things don't work out as they're planned.
Grace?
Just for, in response to Jamie, with regard to staff cuts, they're going to go into Fund Drive, what, next week?
Now.
We're in Fund Drive.
Now.
I was on the air 12 hours ago.
Uh-huh. And the number to call is
848-800.
So it bleeds also into the next fiscal year. So really, it's not as though come October 1, right, boom, everything happens.
Right.
Under this budget, that's when it has to.
Right, but you can't begin, you have to finish your drive first.
Right.
I mean, let's be practical here. You have to finish your drive first, then there's the putting together of packages, there's notification to the union, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we have to think in terms of whatever layoffs happen anywhere, except probably at the national level, which doesn't have a CBA around it, which is just, you know, and is not in fund drives or things like that, that this is going to be a bit of a window. It's nothing that click, boom, and you get the instant relief.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Point of information.
Isn't that a managerial decision on part of the executive that if they want to, during the year, if they want to eliminate some position, they can do that? Well, they don't need our PNB approval for that.
That's correct.
Am I correct?
That's
so
correct.
You can, as an executive, as a managerial, you can decide anytime you want to reduce.
Nia.
My question to Brian is, are all budgets that have layoffs, are the severances built in, the severance expense built into them?
WBAI now, I think.
We didn't at KPFA, and we dealt with KPFA early in the process. Remember, at KPFA, there's no severance requirement. There's no contractual obligation to pay anyone anything other than the vacation pay. The reason they want layoff incentives, retirement incentives for older staff, is also because those positions have more seniority pay. So if there's an upfront cost to making it easier for someone to leave their job voluntarily, it pays off because you actually get more from closing that position than from closing a more junior staff's position.
Yeah. I don't mean to be a stickler, mm-hmm. but it would seem to me that if this is already being thought about, mm-hmm. that we should have at least have an idea as to how much the expense should be.
Right.
Right. And just as Mia, just to remind you, remember that we've went around on this with the NFC with regard to national as well, since we're not under a CBA, and it was, you know, what would a severance look like? What should it follow? Should, you know, we're under no obligation, but et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Bear in mind, this went to my local station board in first draft form in June and got approved in July and then got handed off. So the implementation work has followed in the wake of the budgeting, because we actually hit the timeline that was laid out for budget approval. So I don't know that they had those numbers or that concept at the time. There is that $90,000 contingency line, which is for things like that, and there are KPFA's reserves to dip into for one-time costs. But at this point, I think what y'all need is realistic budgets moving forward. And if you're not comfortable with the assumptions in this budget for any reason, I would recommend that you request additional cuts. And I would recommend that the National Board do it, because that is a very hard cause for any manager to champion on their own.
Uh-huh.
The union has already been notified there are cuts impending. Believe me, it has not made our present manager very popular with anyone.
Yes, please recall that in April we sent out letters to all staff at all locations, at all levels, that reductions of force and expense were in order.
Okay. George and then Zakai.
Just so we can clear this, I'd like to amend the motion that we increase the cuts to salaries by another $100,000.
Just cuts, not to salary. Just cuts.
I'm sorry, cuts to?
Cuts.
Cuts.
Expenses.
It's expenses for salaries, isn't it?
Well, George?
An additional $100,000 in expenses.
Okay. We'll get rid of toilet paper, too.
Good.
B-Y-O-T-T.
Save us on water utilities.
So is there a second for that amendment?
I second.
Okay.
Well, I thought Saab had an amendment. What's Saab's amendment?
My understanding is...
Wait a minute. Saab moved that the budget be approved as submitted by the NFC. George submitted an amendment to that it be approved, including a recommendation for an additional $100,000 in budget reductions, and that was seconded by Zakai. Did I repeat that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there discussion on that? Further discussion, because there has been discussion. Zakai, you're on the stack. And people could raise their hands so the chair can recognize them.
I just wanted to say, since their management already said they could take another $200,000.
Up to 220 additional.
Up to 220 additional. And we've all been talking all day and months about how bad off the network is. And I understand that it's people's jobs and stuff. But a lot of positions I see on here are done by volunteers at PFW. And I just think that we just have to tighten our belts. And if they say they can do it, then we should honor that and give them the opportunity. And if we come up with more revenue, that these things pan out, the community events and whatever, then that's great. That's more money they have to work with. And that's beautiful.
Any other comments? Point of information.
I want to know if this particular reduction, the 100, something like that, was discussed at an NFC. And if there were some additional information that the board ought to be aware of.
When the NFC initially challenged some of the same revenue assumptions that have come up here, we kicked it back to management. They basically agreed with the NFC and identified $80,000 worth of risk in the budget. And then they said the same thing. We've penciled in the numbers through 2010. Some of the money we have this year is one-time money. In 2010, there are added expenses that we don't have this year. We're foreseeing, at that point, they were saying, an additional $300,000 in staff cuts being necessary. Then we're willing to do them up front so that we can boost up our cash reserves a little bit and do it all in one clean sweep instead of going through a painful spasm every year. So they kick that number back to the NFC. Of that 300 in potential cuts, the NFC only asked for the 80,000. So, but the NFC only advises this board.
I understand.
It's really up to you all. And the NFC considered KPFA's budget first, and it considered it early. It did not consider it in the context of the full financial information you have about the rest of the network now. It also considered it before KPFA's assets were restricted by this line of credit. KPFA budgets around the assumption that it has the flexibility to make mistakes because of the amount of money it has in the bank, that it can spend down its savings a little bit while it's making a course correction. But if those liquid assets are being locked up by loans that the foundation is taking out, we don't have the benefit of that flexibility anymore. And that changes how you budget.
Right.
Okay,
well put,
any,
Brian.
All right.
Well put.
Any more discussion, Grace?
I call the question.
Thank you. Any opposition to calling the question? Seeing none, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote on this, please. And what we're voting for is the motion on the floor as amended by George, so that the PNB approve the KPFA budget with the recommendation or advisory to the station that they incorporate an additional $100,000 in budget reduction costs.
As a point of order, we haven't actually approved the amendment.
What?
No. That's what we're voting on. You're right. I'm sorry. We're voting on the amendment. And the amendment is only that there be an additional $100,000 in reduction directed to the KPFA. Sarv, do you have a question?
Yes. I wonder this, George, since the NFC, the manager said that they can absorb 80K, would that be okay to put 80K instead of?
No, that's already in this budget.
Oh, okay. It's already there.
Yes.
Okay, we're voting. There's no more discussion because nobody objected to cutting off the bait on this amendment. Madam Secretary. Are there any objections to the amendment? Kathy, you're objecting to it? Okay, roll call vote.
Madam Chair, I have a point of parliamentary procedure.
Yes.
Is it possible to vote just by raising our hands?
You know what, Jimmy,
no, for the listeners,
it is, but the listeners are listening, and it's a budget thing, and I think that, I don't know how many people are listening, but.
The listeners are listening.
Yeah. Okay.
The listener is listening? Is the,
you know what, Josh Kornbluth was, Josh Kornbluth. Josh Kornbluth was once on guest hosting one of the shows on KPFA, and he said, I want to say hello to the audience. Hi, Mom.
Can Mom vote?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a vote on George Ryder's amendment. Grace Aaron.
Pass.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
You vote yes? Okay, thank you. Well, Nia Bediako, I hear votes yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Pass.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane, are you present?
No, he's not here yet.
Oh, thank you. Mike Martin, I'm sorry. He is not here. Efian Mwangaza?
Yes.
I'll pass.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa?
No, pass.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma is absent. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yoshio Manaka?
Yes.
I'll go back to those who passed. Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, and A.C. Byrd?
Abstain.
Fionn Mongaza?
Yes.
Saar Randhawa?
Yes.
Okay, we have two, 14 yes. Two no and two abstentions.
Okay. Thank you, PMB. Brian?
Next budget?
Yeah.
No, we have to approve the budget.
Point of Madam
Chair. I'm sorry.
Now okay. We have to vote on
the main motion as all right.
As amended.
Yeah, right. So now the motion before the board is that the PMB approve the KPFA budget as amended with an additional recommendation and directive to the management that they find an additional $100,000 in budget cost reductions. Mary?
Point of information, there was no timeline for that reduction, was there?
Well, I didn't hear one. Budgets exist within a year period, so there is a timeline built into it.
Okay, this then is the motion just read as amended. Grace Aaron?
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
She's outside.
I will come back to Evelyn. She's temporarily not at her post. Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
A.C. Byrd?
Pass.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Fionn Mongaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Saar Randhawa?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yoshi Yamanaka?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Carolyn Burden passed.
I'm going to abstain.
And A.C. Byrd?
Abstain.
All right.
Doc's not back. Just had,
okay.
She just went to the ladies' room.
Well, we
too
have
bad.
One, two. I think it will not be significant because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes, and 2 no, and 2 abstain. So.
Okay, next budget, please. Thank you.